UN warns Joe Biden, executions, torture continue as U.S. readies to leave Afghanistan. By Simon Kent on August 24, 2021. Ongoing summary: executions, torture, rape and repression of Taliban opposition was cited by the UN on Tuesday as evidence of what lies ahead for Afghanistan as President Joe Biden presses ahead with plans to withdraw U.S. forces. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan in the wake of the Taliban's takeover and the corresponding U.S. departure. She spoke as more reports emerged of just what lies ahead and those with American connections are targeted. A G7 summit hosted by the UK on Tuesday will discuss the burgeoning refugee crisis and the collapse of the Afghan government amid wrangling over whether the full U.S. withdrawal of troops could be extended beyond the end of the month, as Breitbart News reported. U.S. administration officials have refused to be pinned down about whether an extension is likely or even possible, given a Taliban spokesman warned August 31 is a red line beyond which an American presence would provoke a reaction. AP reports Bachelet cited instances of summary executions of civilians and former security forces who were no longer fighting, the recruitment of child soldiers, and restrictions on the rights of women to move around freely and of girls to go to school. She also pointed to repression of peaceful protests and expressions of dissent. Bachelet did not specify what time frame she was referring to or the source of her reports. A Norway-based private intelligence group previously said Taliban teams are going door-to-door across Afghanistan looking for people who either worked for NATO forces or the former national government. A confidential document by RIPTO, Norwegian Center for Global Analysis, a group sourcing intelligence for the UN, cautioned the Taliban were now targeting collaborators. Several Afghans are in hiding, saying they fear such reprisals will begin as soon as the last U.S. Air Force repatriation flight leaves on August 31. AP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.